Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I was able to spend New Year's at the winter retreat with my youth group, and it was a blast. We had a fun time, and we were able to really enjoy Roger Lamb speak to us over the weekend, just about the joy and the suffering. So we're all back here now with the New Year's, and you could say, like, you know, I think we've all made New Year's resolutions, right? At least for the most part. And something that I know that a lot of us like to do is try to improve on ourselves, both spiritually and physically. So something we'll be looking into this morning is just living, how to live our lives for God, and especially the things that we do, and if it glorifies God or if we're glorifying ourselves. So before I start, how many people here has ever tried to impress someone? It should be pretty much everyone, right? But who has ever tried to impress someone by doing something that you're not? Come on, be honest. All right, I see many hands. So I guess, let's see, this was about maybe 5 years back. I remember I had this huge crush on this girl. Yeah, I'm going to that territory. So I had this huge crush on this girl, and I would pretty much like try and do anything just to try, you know, get her to like me. So something that I knew that she really liked was country music, and I'm not really all that big into country music. Like, I can listen to it and not really have that much of a problem with it. But she like was talking about this concert that was coming in town, the Kenny Chesney concert, and I was like, ooh, you know, that'd be a perfect opportunity for me to like take her on a date, you know? So I told her, like, yeah, I'm a Kenny Chesney fan. I love Kenny Chesney, you know? And then I had to, like, you know, download all of his songs and, you know, listen to all of it and just make sure, you know, I get everything right. So we get to the concert, and this is probably like the one of the most awkward moments in my entire life. I get to the concert, it was at Phillips Arena, and I think I was the only Asian person there. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like really weird. So the entire like night and evening was just kind of awkward for me. Like, I was listening to music that I don't usually listen to, and everyone was like crying, and like I was like, wow, this is deep. Country music's really deep. Yeah, so I think God taught me something that weekend. But yeah, so my message this morning is about taking the spotlight, taking glory, and also about just not becoming a hypocrite. So we have seen some people who will do nice things, but they want to make sure others see it, right? It's kind of like the athlete that, you know, goes around like during Christmas time, maybe to like a hospital, maybe visiting some kids with a camera crew, you know? They try to, you know, seek recognition, try to impress their fans, his fans. And it's not ever genuine. It's not ever real. And don't get me wrong. There are athletes and there are, you know, celebrities that do, you know, these things all the time and that don't even seek recognition for it. But, I mean, which person would you respect more? I mean, in life, as we go on in life, we look for people to look up to. We look for those people that are genuine. We look up for the ones that follow God. So God is looking for people who are truly committed to him, not to people who do things for God to be recognized for it while their hearts are not with God. So are actions alone good enough, or is it the heart behind the actions? Is it the motives that are important? So as we approach scripture this morning, in Matthew 1, it says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." So this section will deal with three important duties that we are called to do along with a kind heart that while performing them. From this verse, we see that The landscape has not really changed too much over 2,000 years. During Jesus' time, many people were going through the motions of religion so that they would receive accolades from other people. In this verse, I'll go back. We see that Jesus tells us to beware or to be guarded, on guard against the heart and the motivation that he's going to speak of. Jesus is going to warn us about the attitude and the motivation by which we do things for God. So in this context, like, our acts of righteousness is defined by, it's defined as religious acts motivated by one's devotion in relation to God, for God. So Jesus is pretty much just saying, you know, we need to glorify God in everything that we do and not have any self-glorification for ourselves. So in other words, Jesus is warning us about practicing a form of righteousness whose purpose is to really just show off to men. Jesus tells us that if we do things to receive attention from people, we will have received our reward. But keep that in mind, okay? So our practice of righteousness is not, you know, to show up before men or women. It is not a performance to give others an impression on those who are watching. I know that a lot of times when we go about doing things for God, we sometimes seek recognition, you know? Sometimes we want to be, you know, we want to show others that, you know, we are, you know, doing things for God. So is that wrong? No. It is okay to do righteous acts in front of others, but we must do it without the intention of receiving the glory. There's a huge difference. In Matthew 5:16, it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." But we must be careful when we read Scripture. We have to embrace the Bible as a whole and not just pick at just certain verses. So even though it's saying it's, you know, it's good to, you know, shine before others and that others may see your good deeds. But if you move on to chapter 6, it's saying to be careful, you know, to watch out. Jesus is warning you, don't take the glory. The glory is for God. So as we approach that first verse, in the context of that section, Jesus is going to encourage us in three different areas. We're going to look at giving to the needy. We're going to go into prayer and also fasting. So Jesus picked these areas because they were one that were interwoven into everyday life of the people of his day, and it should be as well as today. From these verses, we will look at first bad examples to avoid. So we look at verse 2. "So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full." A hypocrite is one who plays something they are not. Jesus is telling us in these three instances that I'll get to, is basically saying how to avoid becoming a hypocrite. So we must keep our guard so that we may remain genuine, that we keep up not only the right actions, but the right attitude and motive for what we are doing. So if we look at this verse, we see the three areas where, we see these areas where Jesus is saying to be careful and to watch out and pretty much instructing us. So in some older translations, this verse is actually speaking of alms. Alms were deeds of kindness or acts of mercy that were directed especially to the poor. Jesus says that the hypocrite will give to the poor, but they will do it in such a way that people will notice them and praise them for their generosity. Jesus says that when we give in the manner that we are not pleasing God, but that the applause from man is the only reward we will receive. So if we go back in the verse, if you look at the end, "Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full." This reward is not a reward from God, but only from the man that's applauding them. So these hypocrites would give vast amounts of money to people during Jesus' day, and they would make sure that it was done in a manner that everyone around them would notice. Just be like, you know, giving so much money, so much food to these poor. It seems like, you know, generous acts of kindness, and that's great, but they're doing it to glorify themselves. And Jesus is telling us, hey, the glory should be given to God, not to you. And the thing is, we do the same thing today. Many churches will do fundraisers, and we'll try and raise money to, you know, receive recognition, to receive and tell others that, you know, we're doing great things here. And we have to be careful, guys. I know that our church, you know, we like to give to the needy, and we like to give to those that, you know, are in impoverished areas. But we must do so with the right intentions and the right motives. We must give so that, you know, it's for God's glory and it's for his kingdom and not, you know, to honor ourselves or to praise ourselves. So the attitude that, you know, Jesus is speaking of is seeking recognition for our giving. When we look at this verse, I find it actually kind of humorous here. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets. So I feel like, you know, there's a little Jesus humor here. This is probably like, you know, figurative language to illustrate, you know, his point. So, I mean, all you husbands, you know, at your households, do you, when you guys do your dishes, do you sound the trumpet? Be like, you know, Sharon, I did the dishes today. So yeah, you know, Jesus is saying, you know, you don't need to sound the trumpet, just do it, you know. Please your wife, just do your dishes, okay? So, yeah. So men, you know, we never blow our trumpets when we do stuff around the house. So when we look into prayer now, in Matthew 6:5, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Now, I remember, like, in my youth group days, once again, you know, there's this girl I really liked, and, you know, she really loved Jesus, and I really loved Jesus. And I want to make sure that she knew I really loved Jesus. So, you know, whenever we would praise, doing worship, or even, like, you know, when we're in prayer, small groups or something like that, I would make sure, you know, I'd be, like, praying. letting her know I'm praying and praising God. And when we're worshiping, it's like I'm on my knees too. Like, praise God. So I'm definitely guilty of that. And some of you youth may want to be careful of that too. I know that, especially after this winter retreat, I've noticed many Facebook updates of relationship changes. So, girls, don't be fooled. But yeah, you know, Jesus is encouraging us in this area of prayer. Jesus, in verse 5, says, when you pray, prayer is an important part of the day where people of Jesus' time prayed a lot, you know. And in today, it's still important. The Jews would set out times of prayer so that they would, you know, set up times like, you know, they would actually just devote just to prayer. But these hypocrites would make sure, like, you know, they'll pick the busiest time of the day where people were walking up and down the streets to see them praying. So some folks would, you know, make sure that they were, you know, be seen so that people would see, like, oh, you know, that is a good person. He is praying to God. So pretty much they're trying to receive the glory once again. And Jesus says, you know, they receive their reward in full once again. But this reward is not a reward from God. It's a reward from man. So Jesus is not prohibiting public prayer, but he is saying that prayer is not a show. It is our direct conversation, our direct thing with God. So how is our attitude during prayer? Is it hurry up and finish? Or is it, or when we are praying, are we trying to press others? Or are we actually speaking to God? If we look at fasting now, in Matthew 6:16, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. So in fasting, Jesus tells us that we are not to be noticed for doing it. The popular practice of the day was for people who wanted to be noticed to go unshaven, and some would even put ashes on themselves, and even in their eyes to disfigure their faces so that people would see them, to see that, oh, you know, they're fasting and that this guy is, you know, obviously he's suffering, you know, he's trying to do good for, you know, for God. But honestly, he's just glorifying himself once again. So when we fast, are we telling people to impress them? Or are we doing it in an effort to better focus on God? So this past November, the youth group had a 30-hour famine. And youth, I want you guys to know that even though we're gathering together, you know, to fast and to, you know, seek God, this is a way of teaching you guys of what fasting is. But it is in my prayer and my hope that you guys will fast on your own and not having to, you know, rely on a youth group or gathering in a huge hole, you know, to praise God. So I know that, you know, in the 30-hour famine, there were some youth really, really struggling. Some of them were quite moody. Some were, you know, letting others know, oh, I fasted for 45 hours, not 30. And I know that, you know, fasting, it can be fun, and especially if we do in the group, but we need to be careful with what we do, because we're not fasting for ourselves, we're fasting for God. So sometimes, you know, people will recognize us for what we do, but it's important that the recognition by man is not our motive for service. When we are recognized, we need to make sure that we give glory to God. So let us look at some instructions that Jesus will go into embracing these things. So we go back to giving to the needy. In verse 3 and 4, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Notice the ending this time. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This time, our God, our Father, is rewarding you, not man. When you avoid seeking recognition for yourself, when your heart is in the right place, when you're honoring God, when you're glorifying Him, He's going to reward you. It's not the, hey, you know, I'm giving you, you know, all this money to the poor. No. God is saying, you know, do it in secret. Why don't you just help out so that no one else will see you? Because what's important is that God sees you. He sees your heart, and He knows that it's genuine. He's going to have a great place in heaven for you. And now if we look into prayer. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And once again, look at the ending. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now, over my course of here, you know, being as the youth director, I get to enjoy many humorous moments with the youth. On our first Nashville missions trip, we went through some training. Usually when we do missions training, I try to teach the youth something about listening prayer. It's a form of prayer where You go off on your own, and you really try to listen to what God has to say to you. So pretty much you quiet your heart and just reflect on God, on your own, by yourself. So this was my first missions meeting, and I had all the youth, you know, dispersed around the church to do some listening prayer. And I told them, you know, after about 15, 20 minutes to gather back into the children's worship room, to maybe, you know, share with, you know, what God has spoke, you know, said. So we all gather back, and then, you know, I hear some great things about, you know, how God is, you know, speaking to them. And then after the meeting was over, you know, we all went home, and I get into my bed. You know, it's getting kind of late. This is like about an hour after the meeting has ended. And next thing I know, I get a phone call from one of my youth. And I pick up, and she's just like kind of upset, worried, and not sure of, you know, what's going on. And she's like, "Sonny, where are you?" And then all I hear is the church alarm going off. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. This youth stayed the entire time listening to God, you know? So half of me is just like, what was she doing? But the other half of me was like, wow, you know, she was really hearing out God. So I had to come back, you know, disable the alarm, and she was actually really upset, but it was actually one of my most memorable moments here as the youth director. So thank you, Monique. So yeah, but when you go pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. I honestly checked every single door. I told every youth, you know, to gather back. I think she was in the elevator. So I didn't check the elevator or the bathroom. So it was one of those two. But praise God that, you know, that she was able to really listen to God that entire hour. And next, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So when we fast, don't disfigure your faces. Don't show others that you're in pain or that you're hungry or that, you know, that you're fasting. But rather, he's saying, you know, wash your face. Look good. Go unseen. Don't let anyone know that you're fasting. Just act normal. And then here, once again, at the end, what does it say? And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So God here is saying, guys, when we're serving God, are our hearts in the right places? Are we seeking God in with the right motives, with the right intentions? Or are we doing it to glorify ourselves? Or are we doing it to impress this girl? Or are we doing it to impress our neighbors, our pastors, our elders? You know, Jesus is saying to us, you know, do it in secret. Your Father sees what you're doing. That's all that matters. That's the only thing that should matter. So let's give God all the glory. It's not about taking the spotlight. The spotlight is on God. The spotlight will always be on God, and we must remember that. So let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you humbled. And Lord, we ask that you grant us humility, especially for this new year, Lord. I know that a lot of us are living lives of hypocrites, Lord. And a lot of us want to change. And a lot of us want to, you know, give you the glory for the things that we are doing. And there are a lot of times where we fall short, Lord, and we ask for your forgiveness. So, Father, with this new year, we ask that you forgive us for our sins and that everything that we do here at this church and outside the church, Lord, that it will just bring you glory, Lord, and that we don't ever look on doing things for ourselves. So, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And, Lord, I thank you for speaking through me. So, Father, may we be able to better serve you here at this church and outside the church, and that we'll always remember that you're in the spotlight, Lord, and not us. So, Lord, we thank you once again, and glory to you, Lord. Pray this in your name. Amen.